Department of Justice declines to prosecute Meadows. Scavino, dealing blow to January 6 committee. By Ashley Oliver on June 4, 2022. The Department of Justice will not prosecute two of former President Donald Trump's top White House officials, Mark Meadows and Dan Scavino, after the Democrat-led January 6 committee pursued contempt of Congress charges against them. Based on the individual facts and circumstances of their alleged contempt, my office will not be initiating prosecutions for criminal contempt as requested in the referral against Messrs. Meadows and Scavino, U.S. Attorney for D.C. Matthew Graves wrote, according to a letter obtained by the New York Times. The Democrat-controlled House voted in April mostly on partisan lines to hold Scavino and former White House economic adviser Peter Navarro in contempt of Congress. The resolution claimed they were in contempt for their refusal to comply with subpoenas duly issued by the January 6 committee, a lopsided investigatory panel consisting of 7 Democrats and 2 Republicans, Reps. Liz Cheney, R.Y., and Adam Kinzinger, R.E.L., who were appointed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, D.C.A. The same vote against Meadows took place in December and against former Trump adviser Stephen Bannon in October. The votes effectively referred the 4 Trump allies to the Justice Department for prosecution. Bannon was indicted in November and has a court date set for July. Navarro was indicted Friday, the same day the department's letter about Meadows and Scavino was revealed. Both Bannon and Navarro were charged with 2 counts of contempt involving a refusal to appear for a deposition and a refusal to produce documents in response to the January 6 committee's subpoenas. Both Meadows and Scavino, who will not be indicted, engaged in weeks of negotiations with the committee's lawyers. Per the Times, and Meadows in particular produced more than 9,000 documents for the committee before House Democrats, along with Cheney and Kinzinger, voted to hold them in contempt. The committee expressed frustration toward the Justice Department about Meadows and Scavino, saying in a statement it found the decision to reward them for their continued attack on the rule of law puzzling and that it was now hoping for the department to provide greater clarity on its decision. Navarro, who is suing the January 6 committee, which he maintains is illegitimate, confirmed on Friday that despite previously indicating he would cooperate with the FBI, the Bureau arrested him at the airport. Navarro said he was placed in handcuffs and leg chains and that he was put in a prison cell formerly occupied by John Hinckley Jr., a recently released attempted assassin of President Ronald Reagan. Navarro spoke to reporters outside a courthouse Friday after the arrest, saying, "Congress has the right to investigate but only for non-punitive legislative purposes. What that kangaroo committee is doing right now is investigating for punitive purposes. They're essentially acting as judge, jury, and executioner." Navarro plans to represent himself in his case rather than use a lawyer. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.